This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Adrian Wooldridge. His book, The Aristocracy of Talent, is a revelation of how we move from the landed gentry of thousands of years, possessing the superiority of their land, not their superiority of their intellect. How do we move from that in the 19th century to talent, talent on the basis of intellectual power? How do you find those people? How can you make certain that they are talented and not just capable of buying good educations that test well? Adrian Wooldridge, this is from a much longer conversation about the transformation of our search for excellence. Certainly relevant today, always. How do you find talent? How do you reward talent? How do you keep talent? Adrian Wooldridge.
How do you discover this intellectual ability, and how do you make sure that you're rewarding real, raw, native talent rather than just being well-educated? Because obviously people who come from wealthy backgrounds can buy better educations for themselves. And so what happens, for example, you know, to explore this tension a little bit more, is in the middle of the 19th century, you have a bunch of civil service reformers, particularly Northcote and Trevelyan in Britain, who open up jobs in the civil service to academic ability as measured by examinations. Get rid of nepotism, get rid of inheritance, get rid of sinecures, and say anybody can have this job as long as they can compete in an open examination and display their intellectual abilities. But there are two problems there. One is that if you've been to Eton and Balliol, you're going to do rather better in one of those exams than if you left school at the age of 9 and went to the chimney to sweep the chimney. And second is, unselfconsciously, they don't allow women to do this. It doesn't even occur to them that women will want to do this. So after that, you get a whole bunch of criticisms of meritocracy saying, what about providing education for the masses? And what about letting women take part in this educational competition as well as men? And that drives a lot of the history of the late 19th and early 20th century answering this question.
More of this later. Thank you.